Good morning. We've been in the middle of our study of the work of the Chovos HaLevavos and the Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and as today is the end of the Shiva of our dear friend Mr. Simon Wenger, we dedicate our learning, as we have all week, in his memory as well. One of the last things that the Chovos HaLevavos had pointed out to us was the understanding that in life sometimes we need to set our mindset into Yichud Haliv, the idea of making one's heart directed towards God, in order to serve God for the purpose of serving Him. That's also true in terms of our actions as well. You know, sometimes we think to ourselves, why do I do what I do in the world? Do I do what I do in the world to make my life easier, or to have the accolades of the people around me? Or perhaps maybe what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to even avoid conflict in the world, or try to make the world a better place. Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, all of those things are overwhelming, but they take us away from the real purpose in life. The greatest ideal that a person could have in terms of selecting his or her actions is the understanding that whatever I do for God. Now, there are tremendous benefits, says the Chovos HaLevavos. If I come to the recognition that what I'm doing for the sake of God, so to speak, in the words of the King, King Solomon, who says, "Behold, Rachecha da'eyu," to recognize God in everything that I do, or in the way that the rabbis pointed out in Pirkei Avos, when the rabbis say, "Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim," that whatever I do, all my actions, all your actions, should be for the sake of heaven, then we take things that are even indirectly mitzvos, and certainly not averos, eating, drinking, walking, sitting, standing, resting, recreation, any needs that we have are now all of a sudden declared and opened to purpose. We don't have to try to figure out what the purpose is. We certainly just need to understand the ultimate purpose of that which we do in life is for Hashem. Sometimes I think if we just stopped and considered that, when we're running to be healthy. When we're eating to be healthy. To turn around and take that health for the sake of Shamayim. If I do that, then when I do something, I seek to declare it, and bracha comes out of my mouth with a greater sense of appreciation. Meaning comes through my heart. I do what God tells me to do, yes, but I do it because I want to serve Him, and that gives meaning to what I do. If we put that into a thought for the day and seek different opportunities to try to figure out how can I do a particular activity that I'm doing and probably have been doing for the last number of years of my life, day in and day out. And if I stop and contemplate how I can do it for the purpose of God and why I do what I do, it will influence that activity and create more meaning for it. Meaning that will carry more depth, not only for the activity, but for our lives as well. Have a great day.